You're good to go.
George, he's, I think he's on the way. He'll be here shortly. We're ready. We're good?
You're good.
Okay. We'll get started. First thing is public comment. Public comment, public comment. Step right on up, sir.
Future land use plan.
My name is Keith Stack. I live in Milton, and I've gone through and looked at the some of the sections of the draft plan. I've also gone back and looked at the old plan. I have looked at your website and have a few questions. One of which is this still open, the land use element survey document, is this still open for comment?
Anything's open for comment.
Everything's open for comment, but that was an exercise that was done at one of the second round of public meetings, so we are not accepting any more of those.
Okay.
But those are definitely open for review.
Okay. The reason I ask is the first question on there has it has five options for answering A, B, C, and D. So there's two A's. I'm not sure what impact those two A's have on your survey results or analyzing information. So I just wanted to get clarification on that. Another question is the website comments that I see on it, only the latest, the most recent is June 27, 2017. So if you're accepting comments, the website's not current on anything that's been submitted since the end of June. So I think in fairness to the public and anybody interested in it, that needs to be updated for whatever current comments are going on or being submitted.
Have we received that much since?
We haven't, and it depends on what topic you look at, because they're based on topic, and we've only honestly received maybe a half dozen over the last several months. But we will make sure that the website is being actively maintained.
So it could be that, like, if it's, say, the mobility element or something more recent could have been slotted in that.
Yeah, because all the public comments, they're based on the chapter. So definitely some of them we have not received comment in a very long time.
But we'll certainly look at that.
Yeah, because I've looked at all of the sections, and none of them were more current than June 27th.
Okay.
So I also want to comment on the issue of sea level rise, environmental and climatological recent research. There's a small blurb in the overview section of the plan that just briefly mentions sea level rise. There's no discussion of it. There is actually no discussion at all in the section you're about to discuss today on the future land use plan, which seems of concern. The Milton Sustainability Committee had guest speakers come in about a month ago, and they talked about sea level rise and the impact on infrastructure. As you well may know, that Milton is considering relocating, or is in the process of relocating, its public sewer system treatment plant, and that's a consideration being looked at. I think, in fairness to the public, that especially sea level rise and the implications from that need to be seriously looked at. You can check with the University of Delaware's their public policy unit. They have a researcher working on this, and there's been a lot of research and more revised information about that. So I think that seriously needs to be looked at and factored into the discussion of this particular section, as well as some of the other sections. It doesn't make sense to spend a lot of money on public infrastructure that's going to have to be either revised, removed, and relocated, or something. If you're going to spend it in the next 5 to 10 years, but that's in the long term, if those are long-term facilities with a projected use 20, 30, 50 years, this really needs to be seriously considered.
You really think the sea level is going to come that far
in the next 10 years?
I don't think it's going to come to Milton, but it's going to come all the way around to all the environmentally sensitive areas around the coast. So the inland bays are going to definitely be affected. So any plans for additional sewage or other infrastructure like that needs to be factored into what's going on. I think it's a foolish decision to make plans to incorporate, as I said, things like the public sewage treatment plants and things like that. Make
so
those
what's
decisions.
Going to make the sea level rise, start with?
Sure.
I don't quite understand.
Let's make your statements first.
Well, I'm not going to get into that discussion. People are smarter than me can address it.
I hope I'm one smart person too.
Okay. As I said, this is public comments. This is not public debate.
That is correct.
You're running the
Thank
show.
You,
I'm
that
not part of that.
They're to talk to us.
You're asking for public input, and I'm providing it.
Well, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
I also would like clarification as to whether Milford is an incorporated municipality in Sussex County, because if you look at the state planning documents, the strategic planning and spending, the list of incorporated entities in Sussex County is 24. Milford is not on the list in the state planning, but this document says that it is. So would you clarify whether Milford is an incorporated municipality? I realize that Milford crosses the county lines between Sussex and Kent counties, and clearly it's incorporated in Kent, but I don't know whether it is or not in Sussex County. So the other question I have is whether there is going to be a section on water and wastewater, a section or a chapter in this new strategic plan, this comprehensive plan. It was in the last document, or at least online, it shows that it was a section. So I don't see it listed as a separate section in, I believe there's 12 sections now, but there's not one titled water and wastewater elements. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Anyone else? Public comment? Public comment.
I'll come up here and argue.
Okay. Seeing none? John.